Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Blue Lantern Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Blue on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Blue Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, tomorrow, 19th, at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Media Center on 6 Scott Street. Everyone is welcome to attend, and amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still hasn't done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You will find our net preamble on the website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, Kilo Alpha, 3 Tango, Foxtrot, Bravo, Bill, in Warrendale checking in. Good evening.
Good evening, Bill. What's going on up in Warrendale tonight?
Fine business here, fine business. We just had an hour's rain, soaking rain for an hour or so. So that's over with. And it's muggy here like a sauna. It's just real, real oppressively muggy. And with that in mind, I'm going to turn it back over to you there. And we'll shower down here later on here and sip a cool. With that in mind, I wish everyone a good evening. Top of the evening to everybody. Back to net control from Bill in Warrendale.
All right there, Bill. Yeah, same conditions here. Muggy, muggy, muggy. Got the AC on. Trying to get some of this dampness out of the house. All right. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening up there, and we'll catch up with you later. All right. Are there any other Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in via Echolink from Oneonta, New York, down in the southern tier.
Good evening, Kevin. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, we just finished up the OARC club meeting for this month down here at Oneonta at Foxcare. Had a good presentation on Skywarn nets. Now myself and a couple other hams were sitting and having a quick little treat of some ice cream before we head to our home bases for the evening. Had a high of about 81 degrees today, and currently at 68. We're in our second round of rain for this evening, and it is a bit muggy out there. So tell you what, I'll turn it back over to the net because I know there's others that would like to check in. This is KD2FPM.
Alrighty there, Kevin. Well, thanks for checking in, and you guys have a good evening there, and we'll catch up with you later. Alright, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
KA2ZZ.
N2OIQ, good evening, Jeff.
This is
So we'll start at the top with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening to you, Jeff. Everybody else on the net. We've got a temperature of 69 degrees. It's feeling a lot better. Just got to over with another bout of rain and some thunder and lightning. It did cloud over around 12, 1 o'clock, but it didn't rain at all. got some more wood done. I'll probably one more tree down, and we'll be, and the crew will get that cut up, and I'll probably have almost all my wood for next year, except for some slab wood, which I can get elsewhere. I can get it for free, so I'm not paying for that. Also, temperature range was 53 to 85, and it was fun most of the day. And I will tell you, in all the, I'm here 24 years now, and I've never once used AC up here at all. The highest it's ever been here was 92, and the lowest it's ever been here was 38 below zero in those years. So, that's about the story. I did what Pete said to put this sort of button battery to replace in that one computer. And now the computer does all kinds of things. It, the keyboard doesn't work. It says all kinds of other things. It's like about send something, whatever. I don't know what the Sam Hill they're talking about. I'm just going to pack the thing up and drop it off at Pete's. I think that's the only thing to do, because it is just so tall. I mean, I never seen such a horror story in my life with one of them. So, anyway, that's what's going up here on the mountainside. Mama's still in the hospital waiting either the Medicaid thing for the nursing home or to get into some new pilot program where Medicaid things are less stringent, and then she can come home and have a nurse 12 hours a day anyhow, so everything's in limbo right now. But that will take up less than 73s and 2 PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, good luck with it. Computer's going to be frustrating, that's for sure. No doubt about that. I know how that goes. All right, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good one. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see. KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Hey, Jeff, and everybody on board, because the other station's coming in there. And a band of storms go through the area, but they missed our location here. It went a little bit south of us to the city of Syracuse and then towards Utica and that way. I don't think it went too far north. I'm not too sure about that. Anyways, we had a high today of 89. Low of 50, I just wrote it down here, come to think of it. Yeah, we had a high of 89, low of 51. So it got pretty high here at midday. I had a couple of my fellas from the net over to the house, and we were working on antenna outside there, and boy, I tell you, it was humid and hot. So, I guess that's about it from down here. 7-3.
Alrighty then, well, you take care then, Jack. Sounds like you've had a busy one there, for sure. And, all right, well, have a good one. We'll catch up with you. All right, let's see. N2OIQ, Dan, good evening. What's up?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and everyone else on the net this evening. This is N2OIQ here. Well, there ain't too much going on right now. There's rain here at the present time. Just started again. But rain here a little while ago, too, also. But nothing major. Anyways, so yeah, we got through the weekend here, this past weekend with St. Peter's Festival in Lavelle, and did our night duty there. And anyways, so I think I slept really good last night, because Friday night and Saturday night I had to spend all night down to the festival, and I did get some sleep during the day, but I slept pretty good last night, so I'm in pretty good shape. Hope to see a few people tomorrow night at the Boomville Amateur Air Club meeting, and I think tomorrow is going to be on the cooler side than it has today. It was really humid, like you say. It was very humid. And right now we got, what, 68 degrees, but we had a high up in the 80s today, so. Okay, very good. Everyone have a good evening. Talk to you all later. And 201 Kill Clear.
All right, Dan, I'm planning on making it. We'll see how it goes. I always plan on making it, and, well, next thing you know, well, you know how that goes. You forget what's going on, and you never end up making it. All right, well, you have a good evening there, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, we have NA2A. Pete, good evening. What's going on tonight?
NA2A, good evening.
You're really broken up there. Can you bump up the power at all? We're not reading you at all now. Well, we caught some of it, but your signal was really weak. Thanks for checking in there, Pete. Maybe we'll get a better signal on you next time. And again, thanks for checking in. We got you on the list. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins?
WA2U.
KC2NBU.
All right, there's two more. We'll start with WA2U. John, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff, and everyone on frequency, WATU and those out there listening. All is well here with Kathy and I, and had a pretty good day today. Didn't do much outside, just a few little things. Didn't have to spend too much time outside. So I want to welcome NA2A back from the south. He landed in his parking spot, I think sometime this afternoon, and Jeff, he's on a handheld, and I could actually copy Pete on the input, but he's up here for the summer. He's on a handheld, and I'm sure if he catches his breath and gets a few things put away and gets a few things hooked up, he'll be full crunch into the repeater once he gets his outside antenna hooked up. So he's probably on his little Kenwood tri-bander or something. Who knows? He's got a plethora of radios. He went to Dayton. I know he had a good time there, so who knows what toys he brought back. You know, that goes at a ham fest. But about 66 degrees here. I don't know what the high was. I think the humidity matched the temperature. So got the windows open and bringing in the cool air, and then I get up, I wake up around 5-ish or so, I run downstairs and I shut all the windows. It's just so funny when you think it wasn't that long ago we were talking about keeping the fire going. So, but that's okay. Brought out the grill, I think on Saturday I dragged that out of the cellar and the lawnmower. And it started with a couple poles, so I was happy about that. So, I was going to cut some wood today, but it's just, it'll wait. It'll wait. It's there. It's not going anywhere. So I'll turn it back over to you, Jeff. Good to hear everyone on, and good to hear Pete had a safe trip from Florida back. He had to stop and date, you know, for a rest at the ham fest. WATU back to now.
Yep, I remember him talking about heading out there last year. Up on the
210, repeater, I heard him talking about getting you getting ready to get packed up and getting ready to go. So good to hear him back, and good to hear you guys, and I understand you got to take a break from that wood, especially when the flies are out and it's hot and humid. All right. Thanks, John. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, what's going on tonight?
Hello, Jeff. We got 68 degrees up on the hill here, and had a good day. It was very, very busy. Got a lot done.
All right. Well, it's a good day to get a lot of it done, that's for sure. All right. Well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening there. We'll catch up with you, right? Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? Well, for myself, I've been working all day. Didn't manage to get outside for a little bit there and planted another rose bush. And I think that's it for my planting, at least of non-garden stuff. Went down to the garden, just looking around. And I have a little stump next to the garden there that I left about chest high. So I don't know if it really, qualifies as a stump or a part of a tree. Anyway, I've been getting hit with the sprinklers there because it's been so dry I had to pretty much water the garden because everything's just going to die. And I noticed there were some oyster mushrooms sticking out of it, so there was a bonus. I guess that's my first harvest out of the garden this year. So we ate that up here for dinner tonight, and that was delicious. Well, with dinner. Anyway, that's about all I have to report. So this is KD2 AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? I think that was you, Pete, but you were still pretty staticky. I think that's N5AOW, actually. That was Bill. You're very weak tonight. What's going on?
Well, this is a bad spot for the hubble down.
I heard you say you're in a bad spot somewhere. I'm assuming you must be mobile. All right, you got anything to add here? Because we can barely hear you, but give it a shot.
No, not really, Jeff. Just wanted to check in. So I'll turn it back to you. That's 5-0.
All right. Thanks for checking in, Bill. All right. Are there any other check-ins, comments, queries? Okay. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Bill out there in Warrendale, Pennsylvania. Kevin. George, Jack, Dan, Pete, John, Ray, and Bill of the Otto Lake for checking in. And everyone have a good evening. And 73 to those who listen in. This is KD2 AIT. Clear.
KD2 AIT repeater, KA3TFB. Indeed, a good evening. Good evening to all. And we're signing off through the Echolink system.
This is KA2ZNZ for the LA County Traffic and Emergency Net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, whether without traffic, all stations are welcome. And I will mention that there's a severe thunderstorm warning for Seneca and Cayuga County, which is moving pretty close to me right by the radar. I don't know what direction it'll take, probably a little bit northeast out of here. Stations, come out please.
5 AOW, good evening, Jack.
KC2NVU, good evening, no traffic.
N5 AOW, hello, Bob. And KC2NBU, hello, Ray. Thank you both for checking in. Any other station with or without traffic?
This is
S. N2MQP.
This is N2WBX. Good evening.
Okay, very good. N2MQP, hi, Kilo. And N2WBX, hello, Dennis. Thank you, too, and thank everybody for checking in tonight. Any other stations? Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated. 73 Strong, have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2ZNZ.